Chapter 4. Colin Barron's car was out on the semicircle of meticulously raked gravel, a green Saab, very dark and sleek and reticent. And Colin Barron was sitting in the small drawing room with a whiskey glass in his hand, and restrained and chivalrous concern on his brow, looking very correct in the role of a would-be beau come to commiserate with his intended on her sudden bereavement. A very complex role indeed, but he was managing rather well. No doubt the discreet flowers in a vase on the coffee table, lilac and purple-tinted, had come from him. The delicate hint of mourning combined with the suggestion of a tentative love gift. He was a very presentable fellow, and no doubt they would make a handsome couple, if it ever came to that. But he wasn't presuming on his hopes. When George appeared, Colin rose politely, greeted the visitor with an intelligent acceptance of his official status, as opposed to the social contact they had occasionally shared, cast a wistful glance at Barbara to see what she desired, and read her wishes with resigned good humour. "I just dropped in to say what one does say in this sort of crisis. Not that it can do much for anyone, but at least it goes to show one is there in readiness. Barbara knows she has only to call on me." He looked at her again, but got no encouragement. "She doesn't feel any need of me now, and I don't feel any need to stand around to defend her against you, Superintendent. She's as good as nodding me out of the door, and since she knows I'll be back for less than a nod, I'm going."
"It was nice of you to come, Colin," said Barbara, "and I do appreciate it. I'm sure I shall need your help if it comes to selling up, but it's early days yet to think of that. But thanks anyhow. I'll be in touch."
"You'll be fine," said the young man rather ruefully. "Don't I know it? But call me on any pretext, any time. I'll be glad." He knew the place well enough by now to be allowed to depart unescorted, and doubtless he would be back just as informally if she neglected to call him. The silence closed in after his going.
"Do sit down," said Barbara, eyeing George somewhat quizzically, and herself.